The West Duwamish Greenbelt is Seattle's largest forest. It's 800 acres and extends for several miles across the steep slope of West Seattle. But earlier this year, some of that forest disappeared.
We know that early this year, a number of landowners with view properties in West Seattle hired loggers to come and clear well over 150 trees on well over an acre of critical city-owned property.
That's Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. Today, his office filed two civil lawsuits against several homeowners for their role in the clear-cutting. The city is seeking $1.6 million in damages and fines. Pete Holmes told me about his reaction when he first heard the trees had been cut down.
I was stunned, and the pictures do not do it justice. It is pretty astonishing, the extent of the cut and the notion that this is not a simple encroachment, Kim. This is an extensive clear cut that was done by hacks, and it was done for one reason, not to salvage any value, without regard to the habitat destruction. And it was done for one reason, for views, a selfish reason for views. And it is no way that any property owner could have thought that they were within their property boundaries when you see the extent of this cut.
Why did the city make the decision to sue?
I don't think there was really any other decision possible. This was a knowing violation of the public trust. This is city-owned property. The trees are held in trust for all of us in Seattle, not only as a resource that we cherish, our canopy. This is the Emerald City, after all, in the Evergreen State.
This lawsuit alleges that the homeowners should have known better. How do you know that the homeowners should have known better in this case?
The property lines are, of course, every homeowner's responsibility to observe. That's simply the law. It goes back to, the very foundation of this country. You need to respect your neighbor's property rights. And with tree cutting in particular, that is one in which homeowners and landowners are always on notice any time that they are removing or working on timber on their own property, that it not encroach onto other adjoining landowners. That has just been a cardinal rule in the Evergreen State.
You have named several homeowners in these suits, but about 30 other defendants are listed just as Jane and John Doe. Why?
Because we believe that there are others that are involved who have not been forthcoming. We know the identities of the ones actually named simply by having contacted the logger. We know who the logger was for at least one of these sites, and that logger has in turn revealed at least one of his owners that paid him for this work. We know, however, that there were others. They just simply haven't been forthcoming.
According to the lawsuit, this property is in an environmentally critical area. What kind of damage to the environment do you think happened here?
It's quite steep terrain, which in rainy and tectonically sensitive Seattle is an obvious area of concern. We have these critical habitat designations that guide many, if not all, of our land use decisions in the city of Seattle. But it's more than simply the logging of the trees. It's the potential instability to the land that is created once the cover has been removed, both uphill, ironically, where the views were benefited, as well as certainly downhill. There are property owners downhill. There's also a major right-of-way for the city that is directly beneath the logged-over areas.
Ultimately, what do you hope to achieve with these lawsuits?
I think what we hope to accomplish as well is to learn a little bit more about what happened in this instance to bolster our criminal investigation, as well as to send a clear message to others who, for whatever reason, may not have been aware or, more importantly, didn't think that the city would take an interest in this kind of self-interested work, this clearing property for your view to the detriment of your neighbors. They need to understand the city takes this very seriously. I take this seriously. You will be held accountable.
That's Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. Today, his office filed two civil lawsuits against several homeowners in West Seattle.